But every time of testing and trial and sifting is a time of decision. Now, how do you make a decision? For a Christian, what is a decision? What are you trying to find? The will of God. So the question is, how do you find the will of God? Can you think of a good verse on it? Any good scriptures on the will of God? The first one that comes to my mind is, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may know what is that good and acceptable will of God. So what is the first requirement to finding God's will? Having no will of your own. Surrendering your will, your body, your mind to the Lord. And let Him make the decisions. If you're His child, and you're letting Him do the choosing, He's going to choose that which is best for you, which will make you happy. Amen?
Amen.
He knows, He loves, He cares. Nothing His truth can dim. He gives His very best to those who leave the choice with Him. God may make you wait a little while sometimes to find out. But you keep busy while you're waiting. Keep busy. Keep active. The boat has to be in motion before the rudder can take effect. How to find the will of God. Utter abandon. Utter yieldedness to God. Utter yieldedness of the mind. Utter yieldedness of the body. Utter yieldedness of your own will. Then you'll know. You won't have long to wait. When you really have no desires of your own. The first place we look for the will of God is where? This is the known, sure, absolute, revealed will of God. This you don't have to doubt about at all. This is it. And if God never tells you another thing, if you just work according to this Bible, you'll get along great. Thank God.
Thank God. Amen.
Next. By the voice of His word. You're reading a passage and all of a sudden some verse or scripture or word just hits you like that between the eyes, speaking through the word that may have been written for somebody 6,000 years ago, and yet all of a sudden it hits you personally between the eyes. It cuts you to the heart. What do you think would be next as an indication of the will of God? A direct revelation. Dream, vision, voice, message, prophecy, interpretation. Be sure that direct revelation does not counteract or contradict or is not in line with the Word of God. You have to measure it. Try the spirits. Make sure it is according to the Word of God. What next? In a multitude of counselors, there lacketh not wisdom. Godly counselors. Number four. His word through godly counselors. Those who not only claim to believe the Bible, but you see are really practicing it. Those who not only are hearers of the word, but doers also. Yeah, I don't say that these have to be all in this exact order. God may speak to you out loud first, and then you may confirm it with the word. Or you may hear the voice of His word next, and then search the rest of Scripture and see what generally He has to say about the subject. What would you make number five? Circumstances. The open doors and the closed doors. A very poor judge of the will of God, but sometimes an indication. Which way does God seem to be leading? Where do you have open doors of service? Which direction? Does it seem that God is providing the way and the means? Well, that leads us to number six. The witness of the Spirit. Burdens.
I don't like to go by feeling. Sometimes it can be wrong.
But it's of the Spirit of God you'll have an inner conviction.
Sure.
That still small voice in your heart, and maybe not out loud, not an audible, visible sign of some kind, but that still small voice in your heart. Finally, what? Sometimes you can specify the kind of revelation you want. And this we call a fleece, like who did it.
That's one way to find the will of God. Ask for a sign, for a fleece, some indication.
How to find the will of God? Surrender your body as a living sacrifice. That you may know what is that good and acceptable will of God. Be not conformed to this world and its systems and its usual way of doing things, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not the old way, if you're going to accomplish anything. That ye may know